can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
We're doing the wild thing right here on News Radio 620 KTAR. It's the Computer Corner. In case you missed any parts of the show, if you wanted to get involved but you just didn't, if you missed what we said, want to hear it back in its full audio detail, you can do all these things at datadoctors.com. You click on the radio section, and there you'll find the links to the things we're talking about, including links to ask questions, make suggestions, and listen to audio archives.
Yeah, you'll see audio archive sections on every archived radio show as well. So it's like Archive Central. Hey, John.
Did you say Archive Central?
Yeah. Huh. John emailed in to disagree with my statement about DVD burners or DVD players not being hit by viruses. He says, "You state on the program that DVDs cannot receive viruses. This is not an accurate statement, although I haven't seen it in any yet. Some DVD players use flash BIOS. One machine I know for sure is the Apex 80-1500 that you just
There's
mentioned.
That's the one, yep.
There's even a hack out there to disable the Macrovision, which you just talked about as well. And then he went on to tell us that our website's having a problem in Netscape 7.1. So, John, thanks for all that info.
Anything that you can store data on can contain viruses.
Sure, sure. But at this point, there's not this massive threat that if you put something in your DVD drive, it's going to blow it up. And so the voice of reason calls for me to say that's not a possibility.
What about the DVDs that you get from the Secret Service that tell you you don't have a mission and then they self-destruct?
Yes.
Wait, you don't get those?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes,
just
but
making
I don't,
sure.
I don't talk about it on the air.
Oh.
Let's go to Mark on line 5 there, shall we? He's got a
Mark.
Sony lap-a-ma-top, and he's having a little problem with it, aren't you, Mark? Mark? Mark?
Mark!
Mark.
Welcome!
Mark,
we're going to put Mark right
one.
Back where he was.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we want to move on to then?
James. James also has a Sony laptop.
James, Sony laptop time is what it is.
Let's see if Sony laptops are in the know here. James. James.
James? Hey Brian, do we have audio from our callers?
Hello.
We can't hear any callers. It's a very strange day here in technology land.
Very strange day.
Maybe James is there now.
I predict
it.
Good.
Can you hear me now?
In 2004, we will have something.
Tell you what, maybe it's time for Mike Hell's.
Yeah!
Little moment of magical madness that she brings us each week.
Well, we can't figure out if it's did you know or how things work or the history of, but we're going to go with all those.
Did you know? Where's my music, please?
What, we already did? Okay. There's your music.
Thank you very much.
Mad cow segment.
It is. I have mad cow disease. Okay. Did you know that?
Yes.
You did know already? Did you know instant messaging was created in 1996, which was only 8 years ago?
Only.
But if you look at the times that it's been around, we can cut the music out. Okay, there. It's going on forever.
I got it under control. Don't you worry.
Okay. It's actually, people all over the world use it, and it's only been around for 8 years, and it has really changed the way that people communicate.
Yeah, and what was that first iteration of instant messaging?
It was ICQ. It's I, the letter ICQ, but it means, like, I seek you.
Yeah, that was from Cornell University, wasn't it?
No, actually, four gentlemen in Israel created a company called Mirabalis, mm-hmm. one of their last names, and they ended up creating this ICQ.
Who? What am I thinking of that was Cornell University? It was the first...
See Me.
And I'm thinking...
See You, See Me, I'm sorry.
Long, long, long before that.
Yeah.
There was another form of instant messaging that had to do with bongos. And you'd instant message that across the desert.
Yeah.
Wow.
As it were.
Brandon is definitely caffeinated.
The bongo instant messaging system.
I drank way too much coffee today.
Many years ago, the bongo instant messaging system. Long before ICQ.
Yes, long before.
So the idea is you can instantly speak with others via text.
Yeah.
And now it's rolled off into cell phones and pagers
rooms, billboards, you name it. It's and many people are like, well, it's just like email. You're basically, but it is not like email. What it allows you to do is stay on. You're connected to a server constantly, such as the ICQ server, and the software allows it to keep you constantly connected to it, so that the minute you type a message, it's automatically transferred to people on your buddy list or contact list.
You know what the most irritating thing about instant messaging, which is not allowed in my house?
Why?
Because Joe is online. Michael is online.
You can disable that.
I know, but
it's
and,
still
annoying. And another example for people who are like, ICQ, what's that? AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
That's probably the most widely used one out there. So if you know what we're talking about with that, then you're talking about these chat programs.
Did not AOL acquire ICQ?
They did.
So they ruined that one
that.
Too, huh?
But they acquired ICQ, but then they don't use that for their AOL Instant Messenger.
They use
It's
AOL?
Like
they acquired Netscape, but they don't use it. They use Internet Explorer.
Well, but that could change.
Why'd they even bother acquiring it?
You know,
money.
Now, what about Trillion? What about Trillion, though?
Real estate. Actually, yes. We've actually used that. Go ahead and tell them what Trillion is, C-Cab.
Trillion's basically, it's an application where it integrates ICQ with, Yahoo Messenger with I'm to...
It's a single program that allows
everything.
You to communicate with people on MSN, Yahoo, ICQ, AOL, IRC, any of those things... all from one interface. You don't have to have 10 different messaging programs.
Trillion. T-R-I-L-L-I-A-N. Just do a search in Google. You'll find it.
Trillion.cc.
It's a free download. Trillion.
Nice.
All right. Now, shall we try the phone thing?
Yeah, I'm told that we should try, I think, Len first in Sun City.
Hello there.
Hello, Len.
I am having a problem. It's just driving me nuts.
Okay.
I changed out a motherboard.
Silly you.
Well, actually, it's gone really well, except for this one little thing.
Yeah, there's always an except.
Yep.
Or in the technology world, they say, but.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Len just emailed us, too, so we know more about this already. He's running Windows ME.
Yes. And I'm on a network.
Yes.
I can access the network just fine.
Yes.
But.
When you say the network, you're talking about other physical machines?
Yes.
And what flavor of operating system are those other machines?
They are... ME and 98.
And they all work fine.
They all work fine.
All right.
We use a DSL modem router.
Sure.
To assign the IPs for everybody.
All right.
And I get an IP fine.
And Len, you know that in the philosophy of the cyberspace, it's IP, therefore I am. You know, when it comes to being online.
It goes along with the same thing as you are what you eat.
Right.
IP, therefore I am. They're all the same kind of saying.
Yes.
Okay. So you're able to get an IP address for your machine.
Right.
But?
But I cannot get on the internet.
Here's the but. And it's a big but.
This is actually a very good thing, Len, because now you're guaranteed not to contract viruses from the internet.
You know, there's always a good side.
It is the ultimate in computer condoms. All right, so you're looking for us to give you the guidance to get that machine back on. What happened?
Oh, yeah, we're still good. He started early. We're going to do it again. Just keep going.
All right. Are you familiar with the ping?
Well, his network's working, and he's getting an IP address, so I think it's probably a problem with his DSL broadband router not talking correctly with his DSL provider. And probably somewhere in there.
Well, but his other machines work fine.
The other machines get on the internet fine.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
See?
It seems like...
I just wanted to talk about ping, that's all. I didn't care about his question.
Ken used to be a ping pong champion back in the day.
Oh, I love ping pong.
I'm sorry, Len. Go ahead.
It seems like the router is looking for the old motherboard somehow, or... there's a setting somewhere.
Is the network adapter on the motherboard on the new machine?
Yes, it is.
There's your problem.
Maybe.
All right, let's go to break.
Len, we're going to throw you back on hold for a second, if you don't mind.
That's okay.
But you'll be our first caller when we come back on the other side of the news.
Do we even want to?
Maybe we'll take him off the air, because his question is pretty specific to Len.
Yeah, we'll give him quality time off the air. Meantime...
Wally, you sit tight. Joan, you sit tight. Everybody else, just sit tight.
Just sit tight, absolutely.
We're going to come back. We're going to take care of you. If we can't get you on there, we'll get you off. If you're already in on hold, then you've got a free ticket.
It's all good, as they say. All right, well, if you missed any of the previous portion of the show, like he said, you got audio archives, you got everything you could possibly want, all you can eat at datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and see today's offerings, as well as our newsletter subscription area.
More Computer Corner when we return, but first to the award-winning news with the lovely and very talented Miss Gail Bass in the KTAR newsroom.